It was partly cloudy on August 16th, 1967, a typical midsummer weekday in Atlanta, Georgia. Radios played All You Need Is Love by the Beatles, sitting at the top of music charts, while bell-bottoms and turtleneck sweaters were recognized as the popular fashion trends. Many Americans went through the usual motions of their day, with thoughts of loved ones serving across seas in Vietnam, American heroes. It was on this day that civil rights activist Martin Luther King Jr. stood in front of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference and proposed the question, "Where do we go from here?" In fact, these words were used to title this very speech about combating nationwide problems with equal opportunities and continuing to fight for expanded civil rights. Throughout the history of America, the question, "Where do we go from here?" has presented itself on numerous occasions. Americans ask this immediately after declaring independence. Americans ask this after the Articles of Confederation proved to be an unsuccessful form of government. Americans ask this after the attack on September 11, 2001, a tragic day that will never be forgotten. In all of these instances, Americans felt unsure of the future for the country. However, every time, asking this question was the starting point that led to something historically remarkable. It led to the expansion of civil rights in the Civil Rights Act of 1968. It led to the creation of the Constitution, which stands strong more than two centuries later. It led to a time of American development as the country strengthened and citizens were more united than ever. So here we are again, and Americans are asking, where do we go from here? Through the state of unrest this country has experienced over the recent years, we have reached a point where the future path for America seems unclear. In times that make forward progress particularly difficult to attain, we are stuck wondering what to do next. This is our here and now. We are at the beginning. To move forward, it is essential that we recognize the commonalities in times of uncertainty throughout the American past. We must use history as our role model to help us understand the best way to proceed. In every previous circumstance, Americans at the beginning chose to utilize a specific American value as the solution for where to go next. This value is unity. Americans relied on togetherness to support the nation and allow them to achieve historically remarkable success. Those with the same national progress goals worked together rather than against each other. They set aside their differences and let themselves open their minds to compromise. Americans understood that the only way to move forward was to move as one solid nation. Imagine what would have happened if Americans failed to respect opposing viewpoints during the Constitutional Convention, and citizens that disagreed with one another chose to see each other as enemies rather than allies. There is no telling that the Constitution would have been a successful product in this case. An objective view of current America makes it difficult to deny that the strength of our unity is not nearly what it could be. Americans have fallen into the trap of letting viewpoints define us and then defaulting to the objection of anything that slightly strays from what we believe. This repels members of our nation from one another and creates a definite divide. The freedom to believe what we want and say what we believe was a value of our founders, and it continues to be an American value today. However, we cannot let differing views separate us. Instead, we must allow them to bring us together. From here and now, Americans must use history as our template for moving onwards and feel the urgency to strengthen our unity. Once we do this, the possibilities will be endless. When we are united, we can achieve what seems like the impossible, just like the Founding Fathers did, just like those a part of the Civil Rights Movement, just like Americans right after 9/11. These times in history have collectively shown us that we are in the position now to move forward towards greater success. Martin Luther King Jr. said in his speech on the partly cloudy day of August 16, 1967, that the road ahead will not always be smooth. Even though bell-bottoms are not the biggest fashion trend and the Beatles are no longer at the top of the charts, this concept continues to apply to our America today. Making history is not and will not be an easy journey. But when we work towards it as one strong, persistent nation, America stands invincible to any obstacle. It starts with the question, where do we go from here? The next step, stand united as we follow the path towards our common goals and understand one another. Our finish line, achieving something historically remarkable.